run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
Greater anointing, God. bless you, families and friends. Thank you all for tuning in. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning that your greater is coming. Your greater is already here. Your greater is now. Your greater is whatever you make your mind up to be and whatever you make your mind up to receive. Amen. You want to receive greater right now. You will be able to walk in greater. Amen. God bless you all once again. Our friends and friends all over the world, we thank God for you all as well. It is a blessing. I'm telling you, there's a shaking going on in the spirit. Amen. And there's a shaking going on in your life. The question is, are you going to respond to the shaking, or are you just going to play like it doesn't exist? Amen. We just thank God again for our families and friends all over the United States of America. We give God the glory for each and every one of you. But I just want to let you know that your greater, my God, for some is coming. For some, it's already here. Amen. You just keep pushing. You keep fighting. You keep pressing. Because at the end of the day, amen, when you listen to the instructions of the Lord, the hand of the Lord will be upon you. Amen. So I just give God the glory. That was a shout word all by itself. Amen. Because God is a keeper. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. He is a way maker. Amen. For those that tune in for the first time, thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in for your first time at ADM broadcast. Amen. We just thank God for you since this pandemic. Amen. We've been doing our service as follower. Amen. Until God releases, do us different. I know many don't gone into a building, whatever. But one thing about it, I'm not going to move unless the Lord that says move. Amen. Whose side are you going to be on? I'm going to be on the Lord's side. We don't believe in fear, but we believe in walking in wisdom, and we believe in obeying the Lord regardless of what somebody might think or interpret it may be. But at the end of the day, a foolish man, amen, will follow his own wisdom, but a wise man will follow the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all once again. We thank God for you all. Amen. That, my God, I know you're in a season of pushing. You're in a season of pressing. You are in a season of making it. But one thing about it I love about this season in the kingdom of God, we always be in the season of winning. Amen. Is there any winners out there this morning? I truly believe that there are, amen, the winners out there this morning. Amen. I got a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. And I want you to go ahead and call some families and friends as we begin to get into some preliminaries. Amen. With our Sunday broadcast. Amen. For them to tune in, because I want everyone to tune in. Amen. Because at the end of the day, amen, it's not all things that have to get on us and tweet and say, hey, make sure you be on. We got a word from the Lord that you need to be in the place. Amen. 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 But nevertheless, we just thank God. And before we get into our service, amen, I just want Mother Helen, go ahead and press one. Come on, Mother, for she can give us our welcome on this morning. Amen. I know you're ready for that old Southern welcome, saints of God. Let me go ahead and buzz on in. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Ah, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Good morning. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you on this wonderful Sunday morning. Sit back, relax, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say you are very, very welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. Thank you. Rejoice in the Lord with me. Amen. I'm pretty sure that, thanks of God, we just in a season that resource part, rejoice. It is a fight. It is a press. It is a want. It is something that is just not going to come down and rain down. We in a season or in a time period where you're going to have to fight for your joy. You're going to have to demand your joy. Sometimes you got to go ahead and put a stop on everything that is going on in your life and say, no, I'm to go and relax into some joy. I know you could do it. I'm telling you right now, like the songwriter said, you have to press regardless. You got to press in the midst of the storm, press in the midst of the valley, press in the midst of your circumstances, because you will live and you will be able to make it. You're going to survive this moment. We're going to go ahead and enter our prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Letnita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Elect Spencer, and everybody under the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. So I say good morning, good morning, good morning. And Holy Spirit, we just ask you to just come in the name of Jesus, and saturate each and every last one of us, Father God, where we're at right now, Father. We calling down your anointing, Lord Jesus, right now, Father God, as we go before you this morning, Lord Jesus, with an open mind, Father God, an open heart, Father God, and in a place of receiving, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord. We say thank you in advance, Father God, for the word that you have poured into the apostle, Father God. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the movement, Father God, that will take place, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the obedience, Father God. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, for putting us in a place this morning, Father God, to hear your rhema word, Father God, for putting us in a place this morning, Father God, to take us to the next step, Father God. I decree and declare on this morning that elevation will take place. I decree and declare that you will take the next move. I decree and declare that you will be obedient to the will of God. I decree and declare that you will not say no more, that you will answer yes to our Father which art in heaven. I decree and declare that every assignment that Satan and his diabolical imp set forth for today will be destroyed, and you will cast them down, bind them up, and put them up under your feet. I decree and declare that today will be a day of victory for you. I decree and declare that you will realize that you are an ambassador of Christ and that you are an overcomer. I decree and declare that every circumstances and situation that you're in, that you will speak to it and allow it to move to the side. I decree and declare that you just put yourself in the hands of the Lord and allow him to carry you through. As this word comes forth today, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to use the man of God, Father God, your faithful servant, Lord Jesus, the man that answered his calling, Father God, to move, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to send a fresh wind down right now, Father God. Just move him, Lord Jesus. Allow your word to come out clear and effective, Father God, where there be no answers, Father God, no question marks, Father God, but it can be received and an application shall take place, Father God. Lord, we speak healing over the land right now, Father God. There's somebody, Lord Jesus, that needs you, Father God. So as we together, collectively, come to you, Lord Jesus, on one accord, in one accord, Father God, as the body of Christ, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to just let us lay back, put our seatbelts on, Father God, and receive in the name of Jesus what you have for us, Father God. Those that are over in foreign lands, those that are new, I just ask you as well to know whatever word comes forth, it's not just for the United States of America, but it's for everybody that has that's able to hear and their ear gates are in a proper place. Everybody that's able to see, everybody that has received Jesus, and for those that have not, it is for you on today to make a conscious decision and decide that you will follow Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with authority, with power, with the Holy Ghost power, speaking, it is so. And who did it? God did it. In Jesus' name, we receive what God has for us on this day and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We just thank him for that powerful prayer. Amen. Because who did it? We understand that God did it. Amen. I'm going to float that up for a second, and I'm going to come back and get it. Amen. But right now, what I want you to do, I want you all to just settle down. Amen. I know many of you might be cooking, amen, for your Sunday dinner, and you got it on. I want you to go ahead and turn that eye down on low. Amen. And you just get around for you could hear and take heed what thus says the word of the Lord. Amen. Because one thing about it, for God to do it and for God to do it in our life, number one, we have to understand instructions. Every season, and I shared this, and I probably shared this probably about four times out of a year, if not three, and where God begin to deal with things in some season. I understand that we in the Moradin or the set timing of God, but it still stuff happen in certain season in midst of that set timing or that timing with God. And God likes to prepare his saints of God and prepare the peoples of God for everything that transpired and everything that come to pass. One thing about us in the kingdom of God, and notice that I'm saying the kingdom of God. Within the kingdom of God, we have to understand that God doesn't leave us behind. We always stay forward. That's one thing that I love about the prophetic. The prophetic will keep you head of the game. But you got to understand this, saints of God, that it doesn't do the work for you. It gives you the instructions for you could do the work for yourself. My God, we also say, you know, we bless everyone that is not only hearers of the word, but also doers of the word. And this is the problem or the disconnect that is happening in the body of Christ, and where fingers begin to go to point, and amen, my God, whose fault it is, why I'm not blessed, what's coming in my life, the devil is over here, the devil's over there, because we got a tendency to hear the word, and we got a tendency to begin to jump and shout, and we got a tendency to get into emotional place of the word just for that moment, as the atmosphere is conducive of what is going on, amen, but we don't go and apply the word of God. The question is, when God began to release a prophetic word, my God, to us in the body of Christ all over the world, what do we do next? Amen. Do we begin to transform our life or begin to transform different things that is in our life, even our structure, even the things that we do, even, my God, the things that we don't start up in our life according to the word or according to what is fin to come? Amen. We have to understand that warning come before destruction. We have to understand that God give everyone warning. God give everyone instruction, but we perish, my God, many of us, not only for a lack of knowledge, but for a lack of application. Amen. Because we don't apply the knowledge, or we don't apply the word that we get from the Spirit of the Lord. Let me go into the word of God, then I'm going to give you a little message, and we're going to say peace, and I am out of here. I begin to ask God, and I started on yesterday, amen. I'm one that doesn't like to come on. Out of its proper place. I don't come on and give a word because I feel like giving a good sermon that I heard on TV or that I felt that people need, or something from an emotional place, or something from a place that it really stirs up my spirit. I really don't get down like that. Never got down like that from the beginning of the ministry. When you give a word, my God, it's a word that is coming to the body of Christ for that set season or a season to come. Amen. God doesn't give up past tense words, amen, because he don't need to take your faults or take different issues and take different things and rub it in your face. If he bring a past tense word that he gave 5 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, because it's something that is happening in the current of today, and he just want to bring a reminder of what was spoken, my God, back in 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago, and want to bring a reminder into the current area of today, the current situation, because whatever was spoken 3 years ago is a current situation that is happening or finna get ready to happen, and God will bring a reminder of the word of God. So I begin to ask him, like, God, what is it that you want me to say? What is it that I need to give? I need a word. Basically, I'm going to be flat out with you. I say, God, I need something to say, but by point blank. I need you to give me something. Amen. It wasn't until this about 2 o'clock in the morning, about 2 to 3 in the morning, where God began to speak to me. And he said, son, I want you to remind the people that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And sometimes when God give me things that he don't said a couple of months or a couple of years ago, my God, I get quiet because I want to make sure that it is the word of the Lord that is speaking, and it's not something that I'm trying to take the easy way out. Amen. You know, some of us, our bodies get tired. We got a lot of going on and all this kind of stuff. We'll try to pull a word or pull something that is resonating in our spirits and just take the easy way out to try to do our job or do our assignment. Amen. But at the end of the day, people doesn't benefit for folks just taking the lazy way out. Amen. We benefit from what God has to say. Amen. And I want to speak to just for a sidebar to ministers and leaders. If you are of the gospel and you are leading people, do not take the easy way out, because somebody's life is at stake. The instructions that you give could put somebody in a situation, and it could make them determine if their life is going to come out successful or their life is going to come out unsuccessful. We are in this thing to have a successful turnout. And I declare and decree that under the unction of the Holy Ghost, as the Lord begin to speak with the unction of the Holy Ghost, my God sitting beside, and the Lord begin to say, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Then he paused right there because I got quiet because I was wondering about that. Amen. My God, then he began to speak on the season to come. He said, tell my people to get ready to take heed that this season to come that is going to be very suddenly, and it's also is going to be very rapidly. He said, the Lord told me, he said, it's going to also be a greater unemployment. It's going to be a greater market. It's going to get ready to drop. He said, warn my peoples to get ready to prepare themselves, not only to prepare themselves, but take heed to the instructions according to what's to come. He says, number one, you need to take heed to understand that you need to stop your unnecessary spending. Listen to the prophet as of right now, instead of the apostle is being showed up, or the pastor is being showed up, or the evangelist being showed up, I'm coming as a prophet and the mouthpiece of God. He said, tell them to stop the unnecessary spending. He said, tell them, and as you don't show, warn them throughout the time of this pandemic, he said, warn them again that they also need to begin to stock back up their house and also need to begin to build up their immune system. The Lord say, warn them, he says, because he said, many of them, son, that have not been taking it seriously, and many of them got relaxed. Tell them this season, it is the instructions of my instructions. It's going to keep you safe. Whatever you apply this season is what's going to keep you safe. He said, the Lord says, you will be affected if you don't listen, my God, to what I'm sharing. He said, many of you is going to be confirmation, but many of you, my God Almighty, you're going to learn about example. Also, the Lord says, if your child in school, amen, you need to look at putting them in online learning, even trying to look into some facts, look into some things of homeschooling. Why? Because God said this next season, it's going to be a high rate of young people, my God, being affected, not only being affected, my God, but they also losing their life. It's going to be a high rate of my share time. It will be a high rate of death turnovers. Amen. And he said also, he said, warn the seniors. He said, warn the season of the season that is going to come. He says also going to be another turnover or a high rate or seniors, my God Almighty, of leaving here. Amen. God says, take heed, my children. Take heed to the words that I have to say, and take heed to the instructions that I am giving you. He said, those that is going to perish, they are going to perish for a lack of application, because you're going to hear this repeatedly before the season come in full effect. He says, my God Almighty, make sure you put things up to save. Make sure you begin to purify and proof your house. Make sure sure, my God Almighty, that if you're going to accompany around somebody, you know what you are getting into. He says, make sure. He says, do not be deceived. He said, do not be deceived of the different things that is brought to you. He said, many of you, if you don't exercise your rights here in the United States of America or here in Asia, there in France, and there in your local place, he said, if you don't exercise the things which to come, don't say it was me. Don't say it was my will or it was my calling. Many of you, he said, the world have a choice which way they want to go. They have a choice with whom they want to follow. I said it also in my word, choose this day whom you want to follow. And if you don't exercise your voice, he said, don't blame it that I caused this. Don't put the blame on me. You have to put the blame of your lack of application, your lack of opportunity of walking in the word. You could choose life, says the Lord, and also you also can choose death, because the power of choice is in your hand, and I have established that with you. It's my desire for every man and every woman to be saved and come and sit on the side in with my Father and commune with me, says the Lord. He said, yes, it's going to be a horrible situation that is which to come if you don't take a stand and begin to act. Prayer is good, yes, but after the prayer, when you get up after intercession, when you get up out of your prayer meetings, when you get out of your group meeting, he said, what do you do next? Applying the word, my God Almighty, not only praying for the word. You can pray, but yes, with your voice, but when you apply the word, it's going to begin to save you. It's going to begin to cover you. It's going to begin to keep you. He said, yes, even now, he said, they are not sharing different things that is happening, different things that is being bought, different things that is getting, my God, in possession of a certain group. Amen. And God says, you need to go ahead and begin to act now. He said, this is a warning for many of those that not took the word last season seriously, and you almost got the caught. But by my grace and mercy, I keep you. But this season is going to be a season that's going to come suddenly, and it's going to be a season that is going to come rapidly. And if you are not prepared, if your home is not prepared, if your loved ones is not prepared, if my God Almighty, they will be caught. You need to be prepared. He said, I don't warn my people before the time has came and told you that this is airborne, told you that different things that is happening. I'm warning you again, amen, so you need to be prepared, for my people are dying of a lack of knowledge and also a lack of application. Save as I say, do as I do, and whenever you do it, that is a keeper. Listen to my instruction, and you shall be saved. Stop playing these games, because the enemy is going to move like never before in the midst of this. Amen. My God, not only cover yourself with prayer, but also cover yourself up with applying the word and also applying the instruction. He says, son, my peoples is also dying for a lack of balance in their life. They very spiritual with me. They got good prayer life. They got good this going on. They got good belief going on, but yet the application, not them understanding wisdom, that they have a natural body. It's a natural individual that I put on this earth that I told them to be good stewards of. And now if they decide not to be good stewards or decide not to prepare themselves, it's not of my doing or it's not of my will. You is the will that you chose, the direction that you chose. Amen. Well, so you can walk in my will, and God says you also can walk out of my will, but I choose for my people to walk in my will, but my people have to choose for themselves to walk in my will. If not, they will to be. God says you need to stop playing this season. Please stop playing. It's going to be a high rate. God says, yes, even in the school system, they're going to begin to shut down the numbers. They even started now, says God, to tell you what is going on inside there. And if you don't take heed with your family and loved ones, you will have an effect, you will be affected, and it can be fatal. God says, my God Almighty, yes, I understand what Book of Ephesians says, put on the whole armor of God. But God says you better understand, and you better get with ministries and get with sons and daughters that I chose in this gospel to help you to put on a natural armor. But you could be for you, your family and loved ones that will be listening and will listen to you also could be saved in this time period. God says, if you listen to me and you hear the words that I'm going to be sharing and echoing out in the world, echoing all over the world, he says, not only you will be saved, but you will come out greater than you went in. You will come out prosper than you went in. You will come out with opportunities in your life that you went in. He said, tell my people to take heed. Do not perish in this season for a lack of application and a lack, my God Almighty, that you choose your will and you choose what you want to do greater than the words that I have spoken out, greater than the things that I have shared within you. Not only you going to perish, but the loved one will also perish. I love you. That's why you will have a place within me, says God. I never told you and never told anyone that their life here on earth will be eternal. Your life will be on earth will be everlasting. It is your choice, my God, even though I have a set timing for my sons and my daughter, but it's also your choice if you decide to end that set timing because of your, my God, foolish ways, because of your ignorant ways, because of your, my God, bigotry, and your don't want to listen to instruction. Do not bring devastation on yourself, because I have need of you, sons and daughter. I have need of you in this time period. I have need of you, sons and daughters, even in the time to come. But I need you to obey through these perilous times. I need you to follow my instruction in these perilous times. I'm here to guide. I'm here to lead. I'm here to give you instructions. I'm here to keep you ahead. I'm here to keep you in your set place. But I need you to follow what thus says me. Hallelujah. But the Lord says, take heed, my people. Take heed why it is day. Take heed why it is light. Take heed why it's no panic. Prepare your home. Prepare your life. Stop being wasteful in your spending. Put up, says God. Save, says God. Store, says God. Do not unnecessary spend. Do not unnecessary spend. Because you're going to need your finances, says God. You're going to need the finances. He says, tell them, son. Many of them ask for financial needs, financial turnaround. He said, number one, this is what I give. First, I give instruction, tell you what you need to do. Before I could add you into your life, I need to make sure that your wineskin or what's going to contain what I'm going to pour in your life, it has a proper structure. It has a proper stamina. He says that's when I could begin to inspect your structure and I could begin to pour into you. Why would I want to pour into things that has a hole in it? Your thought pattern has a hole in it. Your discipline has a hole in it. Your spending habit has a hole in it. Why I want to increase what has a hole in it? Say, says God. Get ready to hunker down, says God. take your children, says God. For the Lord showed me, as he was sharing me with that word, I seen caskets 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet long. I seen caskets spread out all over the world. I seen caskets, my God Almighty. I knew then that it's going to be a great turnover of youth. Not only of youth, but also I seen caskets. And these caskets that I seen, they was very old caskets. And I seen elderly. Yes, we could speak against it. But the way to speak against it is begin to apply our life, begin to take the word of God to come against it. God warn us and show us because he want us to come against it, want us to rechange things, want us to reevaluate things. Do not be made an example as many of last season, but let's put forth the work. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. When God says the last shall be first, the last of you that looks like you in the background, the last of you, you are the ones that, my God, taking shelter. You are the ones that following the word of God. You walking outside of the norm. You are walking outside of the group. They, my God, laughing and making mockery. The last shall be first, because the last, one thing about it, before they begin to transition, they first take heed to the instructions of God. That's the first of transition. They begin to accept the word of God. They begin to accept the instructions of God. It's not for ABM. It's not for the house. We are not telling you to sow a seed in this. We are not telling you to send us some finances and give us some money for God to save you. We ain't telling you that foolishness. We telling you, my God Almighty, to prepare your home, save in your home. My God, do different things to put a stock in your home. My God, store up in your what? In your home, because where is so that you have to do it. Also, Apostle Temple has to do it. It's not for the people to do it for me. It's not for the church to do it for us, but it's for the body of Christ to take heed to what thus says God. Same as the children of Israel, they had to put their own blood upon the door. Moses didn't walk by and put the blood upon their door. Aaron didn't walk by. They put their own. They said, put this upon the door. It's work that we have to do. We have to understand that God gave us choice. If we choose to live, we shall live. If we choose to die, we shall die. If we choose to perish, we will perish. Not because God desired, not because that was God's will, not because that's what God wanted, not because that was God's plan. The devil is a liar in that statement. I rebuke that statement that comes out of the people's mouth. The leader is not in position because that was God's will. That was the choice of the people. God says, my kingdom is in heaven. I am the kingdom of heaven. Man, my God, I give them authority here on earth to make choices here on earth. But I going to prepare a place for you, a place for me, a place for everybody, that where you will dwell eternally. That's the place God established. But this place is a place of choice. This place is a place where you desire, you make up the difference. You begin to do, my God Almighty, what you need to do. If God want to do it for you, that's way we will not have these stories in the Bible of the Amalekites and the Anakites. It will not be battles in the Bible. Moses been a conquer all his enemy. Why? Because God want to give him the enemy. Why in the world Mary want to take the baby of Jesus and run from the king? The king, because of the king, sought out to kill, sought out to slaughter. My God, she could have stayed right there in the manger. See, she could have stayed right there in Bethlehem. And don't worry about the king, because God will take out the king. It's your choice. If she stayed, my God, the baby will be. If she didn't listen to the angels, the baby will be slaughtered. If she didn't listen to the angel, she
she will be slaughtered. But because, my God, Mary, listen, my God Almighty, to instructions and apply it with application, they were saved. I rebuke it that it's the Lord's will. Hallelujah. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It's the Lord's will that you have eternal life with him. That's his will. That's his desire. Everything else is choice. A rebuke that comes out of the mouth of leaders, comes out of the pulpit of gospel leaders. Not everything is the will of the Lord. The same as a leader could walk out of the will, the same as people could backslide, that's walking out of the will. The same you can make choices, and my God, things can happen in this world because it's not of the will of the Lord. It will not be scriptures in the Bible if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn for their wicked ways. Other words, he said, make a choice to turn for your wicked ways. Then he said, make a choice to seek my face. These are choices. It's not something that he said, well, I'm going to make y'all do it because it's my will for y'all to do it. No, he said, turn for your wicked ways. That's your choice. He asked you to do it. I rebuke that statement in the name of Jesus. That's why we had so many leaders and so many people that have been perishing, because they're perishing of their intellect of the word of God, because of their teaching of the word of God. It's your choice. The Bible says choose whom you're going to serve. If we didn't have the power of choice, why he would tell us that? He'll make all of us choose him. He'll make all of us worship him. Things of God, let's use common sense with this. Choose whom you're going to serve. God ain't trying to put the leader over you. You choose your leader. Government, wherever. Did many of you, my God, many of you chose Apostle Temple as your leader. Some of you don't chose your bishop, who you are with now, as your leader. You chose the church you went through. Regardless if you say you was led, you probably was led, but you made a decision on prayer, on seeking God. Is I'm in the right place? Do I have the right leader? Why we can't do that for our government systems? Why we can't? Many people fire a pastor, fire somebody in leadership and the spiritual leadership quicker than we'll fire people that have control of our natural movement. Anybody tell you that you are not of this world, you are not of this law, they are lying to you. Everyone that has lived, that have breath in this world, or no matter what country you are in, you are governed under the law. The Bible speaks of the law in the Bible, in the book of Romans. You are governed. You're not here to live on your own judicial world, on your own ruleship. You are governed under the law. You are governed under the instruction. If the law said that's, if you break it, you're going to have consequences as well. The same as you will have consequences with the Lord. Don't let people rob you and steal their opinions, their thoughts, for what is obvious, common sense. I hope many of you just take in and heard the word of the Lord. I don't share this, and if you got families that is new, many of you could advocate that we don't come on with this just to do it and just to entertain. We're not here to try to manipulate you and take up offerings because the word of the Lord says no. God don't need an offering. He don't need an offering to give his people a prophetic word. He don't need no money. He don't need you to do anything but just have a listening ear. That's all he needs. Then you begin to apply. Please take heed. Please take heed. There's no one that is in ADM should be in no predicament unless you don't say anything.
We're here to help all of you. We're here to help each and every one of you. Many of you, you got finances passing through your hands. You got finances going through your hands left and right. You need to stop your unnecessary spending. Unnecessary spending. Because many of you, you're going to need these same finances because things are not going to be the same as you're going to think that they are. Things are not going to be the same that you are convinced in your little small little talks around your house with different other individuals, different people, that they are. It's not going to be the same. What is our protector? The instructions of God. For people say, where's the prophets? Where's the prophet? The prophet's always been on the scene. True man of God. But the question is who you connected to. That's the problem. That's the issue. God always been given warnings. And he will continue. Because why? He want us to be saved. He want us to be covered. He want us to make it. But we have to follow his instructions. Please, families and friends, let's begin to get back on our regimen. Ever since the Lord shared with us, I think back in February or March, he shared with us in March, hey, build up your immune system, this and everyone. Pastor ain't miss a day making sure his family and us have vitamins and we're taking them in our system. Haven't missed a day. Because why? It's because I also have to apply the word of God. It's for me too. Because God is using me or God is using anybody as a messenger that doesn't immune you from the instructions of God as well. In other words, we all are in this to what? Together. God gave us goals and he shared goals with me to give to ADM family. He said, listen, before this season out, get something to get ahead on. Get something to pay off. Get work together. Work with your family because you need to win. Not knowing that God was also giving me that to also to help you all to get ready for the next season of what's to come. Why? Because at the end of the day, my God, you won't be stressed out if your job say I have to lay you off a little bit. Why? Because you paid ahead. You follow instructions before something came. And was it was benefiting the church at ADM? Absolutely not. Was it was benefiting the pastor and his family? Absolutely not. Who was benefiting for? It was benefiting for your house. God comes to build your house, not to tear it down. God comes to save your house. If pastor's going to be leading, his house got to be saved already. His house got to be in place already. So you cannot come and try to save ADM or save pastor, you know, and I rebuke that manipulation from people with that kind of concept. No, you got to save your own house. You got to store it for your own house. You got to have stuff ready for your own house. You got to put up for your own house. You have to do it. First lady, what month we are in? This is October. This is October. I don't want no one. I don't turn this music off. I don't want no one in ADM for this whole entire month. I don't want you to send a tithe. I don't want you to send an offering. I don't want you to send a love gift. I don't want you to send nothing. I want you to sow it into your own home. I want you to use that money, use them couple of dollars, use that whatever to get another bottle of vitamins, to put on a bill, put a little extra in your rent or in your mortgage. I don't want to see a dime. We're going to send it right back to you. And I'm not going to hear you say, well, Pastor, the Lord told me. No, the Lord ain't tell you because at the end of the day, he's telling me to tell you this. I don't want you to sow a dime into ADM this month. Save something. Put it to the side. Do something to set up your family. Do something to get ahead on a bill. We are not accepting anything because I want you to sow it into your home. Sow it into your life. Do not do it. Because why? The church. This is the true church. We take leadership and we be the first to begin to move in the direction what thus says God. For everyone and all his people to be what? To be blessed. To be blessed. I don't care if you're listening to us all over the world, you do the same thing too. We are not accepting anything. The finance receiving here in ADM is closed for the rest of this month. Sow into your home because I want your home to be blessed. I want your life to be blessed. Get ahead up on some bills. Do not go into a struggle. And many of you felt the heat until that stimulus check came. You felt the heat when things was closing up, shutting down. You felt the heat. So do not, please do not feel the heat this time because the heat might be too overbearing and them end up might consuming you. I hope Pastor says something that will be a blessing to you all and also to your family. But I feel the Holy Ghost lifting off of me, and I feel as though the Spirit of the Lord is pretty much done. But I hope you listen and you have the instructions. Please, if you need some time or you need some help in instructions, the Lord of God, the Word of God that was spoken. I'll be on for a few minutes tomorrow, tomorrow night, around about 8 o'clock before they get into their Bible study. And I'll be there to open up and ask any questions that needs to be asked, any things that needs to be asked. I don't want to give a word to you all, and many of you are confused about the word, but I want to make sure we can help you to break it down and understand. So our meeting line, I want you to call that net tomorrow. We'll be on our meeting line. And I want you to begin to ask questions if you need questions. You need more clarity. I want you to begin to ask more clarity. Or if you simply don't understand because you've been taught differently, I want to be able to help you for you to be able to understand, not according to pastor perspective, but according to what says the gospel. The gospel. When I say the gospel, I'm not talking about a verse. I'm not talking about one story. I'm talking about the whole book from Genesis through Revelation, according to the gospel and what that says. So we want to be there to help you. I want to be there to make sure that you understand how to save up, how to get ready for what says the Lord. It's nothing that as me as a man of God that I could do other than give warnings and also prepare. This is how God instructs the body of Christ and give us and let us know what we need to do to be safe and be prepared. He don't do it for us. The instructions, as we apply it, it does it. Please take heed. Don't be one to share that I don't know no real people. I don't know. Trust me, God said he gave some. So he got real peoples on this earth. He got people that is actually, my God, called by him, but not called by man. He got people here that they have not, their loyalty wasn't to a man, and they got ordained. But their loyalty was to him, and they got ordained. Amen? So please take heed. And as we take heed, trust me, you're going to come out on top. You're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out more than what you went into. You're going to come out more than what you had. Trust me. Many people have been blessed from the last wave, and then things increased, things got blessed. Trust me, listen to a true man and woman of God. Not because they said so, because you can hear signs, you can see signs. And number one, they're going to make sure you invest into your own life because that's the gospel. That's the house. They're not too much worried about you trying to bless this house because why? This house is already blessed. That's the spirit of greed. If our house already blessed and we keep telling you to give me more, give me more, give me more, that's a spiritual greed. And where God says, I have meat in my house. You need meat in your house. And this is how to get the meat in your house. Amen. Some of you already having issues or getting groceries and different things. This is the time to go ahead and deal with the food banks. Put your pride to the side. Put things to the side. Put your ego to the side. Put your embarrassment to the side. Get in there. If you got financial issues, this is the time. People giving out toilet paper. They're giving out paper things. They're giving out different things. This is the time to go ahead and grab something and put it to the side. This is the time to where you want to see your cabinets and want to see your things in your house running over. Then once you see a run over, a surplus, then it's okay to go and get you a pizza. Then it's okay to go and get you a Big Mac.
Not saying that, you know, that it's healthy-wise, but I'm just saying that many of you, you're going to do it anyways. Or then it's okay to go and get you that three-piece Popeye's chicken. Amen? But make sure it's a surplus in your home first before you do it. Because you could take that $1, $3 that you spend on that kind of stuff, and you could get three cans for a dollar of canned goods. You could get something that you could place in your house. You could get some sanitized lotion. Sanitized don't went up. You got the finances now. Go ahead and get it. Don't believe it's going to be all this. No, no, you want to be. Because even if it want to be all that, you don't want to take the risk at a certain season, a certain timing, to try to go out and get it. Because you'll take the risk of being affected. You'll take a risk of something happen. When you can keep it in your own house, you can be blessed. Amen. Thank God for you all. If you have any questions, please tune on tomorrow morning message. My goodness, I am so drained. Tomorrow message at 8 o'clock, Monday at 8, you can tune in and I'll be able to sit down and talk with you all. And any questions that needs to be asked, I can clear them up. I can ask you. I can answer it to you and all that. I'm not going to throw this out here and leave you hanging for some, because I know some understand and learn differently. Amen. And I want to make sure we're available for everybody. Amen. 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 First Lady, we're going to leave it this as this. She really don't have no good, no strong announcements other than what been said. Amen. So we thank God for all of you. God bless you all. Take you to the Word of God for this season to come. God bless you all. Have a great day. Amen.